This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It occurs to me that I have not gotten to a single email on this in the show. Once we go over this hilarious Taliban story, then I will. And actually, the Taliban story is going to take a little bit of a serious note. Here's the headline. Taliban bureaucrats hate working online all day, and I quote, this is part of the headline, miss the days of jihad. Huzaifa, I don't know how to say his stupid name, he's probably an idiot, a former sniper, said life was simple and free during jihad. This is a real article, by the way. All we had to do was deal with making plans for tarazus against the enemy, those are attacks against the enemy, and retreating. People didn't expect much from us, and we had little responsibility towards then. Whereas now, if someone is hungry, he deem us responsible for that. And the Taliban used to be free of restrictions, but now we sit in one place behind a desk and a computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, setting aside the fact that even the Taliban hit apparently some level of bored midlife crisisness, I want to actually have a serious conversation, a very rare serious conversation. I was not going to go this way with this, but then we'll get back to emails and this college degrees getting less valuable and a bunch of other things. I do want to have a serious talk. Thank you, Taliban, for giving me a great talking point. But we get reached out to all the time by different people for different reasons, not because I'm important or anything like that. It's just because we've been given this huge platform and we have the ability to speak to a lot of people. And so you will have people who want to sell a book. They'll reach out. And I tell them, look, I don't focus on selling books on the Jesse Kelly Show. If you wanted to go to jessekellybook.com and pre-order the Anti-Communist Manifesto, that's obviously encouraged. But beyond jessekellybook.com, we really don't sell many books. But you get the idea. If you want to sell a book, you reach out to the show. Hey, Chris, can I come on Jesse Show? If you want to advertise a product, like as an advertiser, you reach out to the show. Or you reach out to Premier. Hey, we'd like the opportunity to advertise with the show, so on and so forth. So a bunch of people reach out. And we get asked with all these, hey, do you want this or not? Do you want this or not? I am shocked at how many veterans suicide organizations reach out to the show wanting us to speak on behalf of this veteran suicide organization. And obviously we say yes to virtually all of them. And I love them. This is not about them. It shocks me how many veteran suicide organizations there are operating within the borders of America today. And this goes back, honestly, to this stupid Taliban article. Fellas, and this doesn't just apply to veterans. Fellas, ladies, you too. Man, get yourself some help if you're in a bad place mentally. If you're in a bad place mentally, get some help. 988, Chris, 988 is the phone number. Pick up your cell phone, dial 988. That's the National Suicide Hotline. Or that maybe you are a veteran and maybe you're thinking about doing something terrible. But email us. We have veterans organizations. We work with wonderful ones that can get you some help. Before you do anything, email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you need help, you reach out. Don't you check out until God is done with you here. All right? You stick around. And another thing, and this one is going to be specific to veterans, because I know we have so many who listen, and we have so many who are currently serving who listen. So this is going to apply to you when you get out, fellas. When you're in, when you are part of the military, I'll just use the Marines for example. There I am. I'm 19 or 20 years old, and I'm doing things I used to watch Rambo do in the movies. Now, no, I wasn't Rambo, but I mean, I have fully automatic weapons here. Oh my goodness, this explodes. Oh wow, we're at a night shoot with I'm firing mortars. When you join the military, you get to do a bunch of cool stuff. A bunch of cool stuff as a dude. Guy stuff, cool stuff. Stuff they write books about, make movies about. You do cool stuff. But eventually, it ends. Maybe you're like me and you just do 4 years and you're done. Maybe you do 34 years and you're done. But at some point in time, it's going to end. And having worked with so many people in this, I need you to hear me, fellas. When guys get out of the military, oftentimes they stop moving. They stop moving because they feel like they have done the last cool thing they will ever do in their lives. You get out and you don't have fully automatic weapons in your hands and a grenade on your side anymore. You get out and you're not wearing body armor. You're not traveling to Thailand and Iraq and things like that. You get out and now you go back and you go back to normalcy that other people know. You're bagging groceries. You're working construction. Maybe you go to college. Maybe you do any one of a million things, but it's a more normal life. And what you do now, nobody's making a movie about you anymore, or at least about the things you did. You were living that life, and then it's gone, and now you're John. You work in accounting, and you feel like you're done, like you have hit your life's peak, and you're done, and there's nothing much left but the doldrum of life. I told you, I used to work at my buddy, Chance McLean is his name. He lives down here in Houston. He's awesome. He has this company called Heritage Films is the name of the company. They're really, really cool. What they do is they do personalized documentaries, like one you could afford. I mean, it costs a bit. I don't know how much he charges now, so I don't want to tell you. But they'll do, let's say your dad is getting up there in years, or mom or someone like that, and you wanted a documentary made about their life. You call Heritage. They show up with a film crew, and they essentially put together a documentary for your parents or someone you want. It's a really, really cool thing. And I worked for him, and I was out of work. I worked for him as one of these guys. And I would show up at the house of older people, sit down, and there's a camera crew there, and they're gathering up a bunch of belongings and stuff. But my job was to interview people. I don't know why you chose me to interview people. I don't know how to interview people, but I did. I'd sit down, and I would interview people and just ask you questions about your life, childhood, mom, dad, sister, brother. And one thing that was very, very consistent, amazingly consistent, was we would normally break up the interview into two different 3-hour sessions or two different 2-hour sessions. So it's a long day, but we sit down and we go chronologically through your life. So I'd sit down with a woman and she's telling me about growing up during the Great Depression and doing all the, and we're going through her life. And then when I feel like we've hit about halfway, she's about to get married. Or just got married or something like that. I say, all right, you know, hey, break time. Let's go get a bite to eat. Come back 20 minutes. We'll do the rest of it. All right, so we take a break. And we come back. And I'm looking down at all my notes and all these things like that. And I'm thinking, man alive, this lady's packed a lot into her life. And then I sit down and I do the second half of the day. And the same amount gets packed in the second half of her life. She's doing this or doing that and doing this, doing that. And she's speaking with the enthusiasm about all the things she was speaking about before. Just as much enthusiasm for what she was doing at 50 as what she was doing at 15. Dudes, I will sit down and interview a dude, 70-year-old man, wildly successful, great life. He will have so many interesting stories from his childhood and getting in trouble and then world travel, maybe military service, maybe this, maybe that. And then we'd take a break. Same time as a woman, about the time, you know, 20s, getting married, settling down, nice. And I'm looking at my notes thinking, wow, this is going to be the coolest one ever. This guy's amazing. And I come back for the second half of the day. And you know what he did with the rest of his life? Nothing. At least not according to him. Nothing that interested him. Nothing that brought that twinkle back in his eye. Guys, keep living, all right? literally keep living. I hate using that word, literally. It's the most abused word ever. That's why I never use it. But stay alive. Don't do anything drastic. You got a ton of life to live, all right? A ton of life to live. Just because you're not a super soldier anymore doesn't mean life has stopped. Keep living, all right? Look, hey, even the Taliban are going through it. I used to be a radical jihadist piece of crap, and now I'm stuck here doing Excel spreadsheets. Even the jihadis are going through it. This is a normal thing dudes go through. Keep living, all right? Speaking of living, there's abortion stories out there, but I owe you emails, and I owe you emails badly. So we'll get to that and the baby formula stuff and everything. Before we get to the abortion stories, I have a local abortion story for you. Press release. Preborn, you know they set up their pro-life centers in the highest abortion areas in the country. You know that, right? Sadly, Houston, Texas has been the mecca for abortion for a very, very, very long time. You drive down the highway here, there's a Planned Parenthood skyscraper. It's got to be 10, 15 stories high. Just this beautiful glassed-in building. It makes me sick how much money there must be there. Well, so Preborn sets up here, right? Just got vandalized. Two vandals caught on camera appeared Caucasian. They spray-painted abortion for all in the front of the clinic. They glued the locks, so on and so forth. Preborn's out here on the front lines. Are we going to let them fight alone, or are we going to stand with them? They're not going to stop. They're going to keep giving those women ultrasounds free of charge to them. Costs $28. Cost $28 for Preborn to give it to them. Can we at least do that? Can we do that for them? Dial #250 and say baby and give. Or go to preborn.com/Jesse. Back with email. Take me
home to the place.
What a great song. Whatever happened to John Denver? Oh, wait, Chris, we can make... Gosh, it's no big deal. Look, before we get to emails, one final thing. That was a long talk about staying alive and keeping on moving and things like that. Don't take it from me. You want to know what success is? Listen to Dome.
Our meeting today includes not only the work that we intend to do going forward, but working together to talk about how we can measure the success we have had thus far and continue to improve on the work we've done. For many who are at the original table, you will know that it has been built into our approach that we will devise metrics and be very clear. And I thank the university and Michelle for the work that has been happening to help us articulate the metrics by which we will then measure our success in real time, not waiting for years down the line, but in real time measure our success so that we can regroup, analyze where we are, and as necessary, improve our approach.
She never says anything. What does any of that mean? they just dig into this sack, just this big old sack full of buzzwords. And there's Dome. She just got a sack in her hand, and she reaches into the sack and pulls out metrics and success. And we're going to measure this. So Dome in her sack. All right, let's get to some emails. Dear part-time Pink Flower, HBO's real-time host Bill Maurer noted that the current radical woke ideology permeating the left is very similar to Chairman Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution of the 1960s that left millions dead. Has Bill been listening to the world-famous Jesse Kelly show? Well, clearly. You notice how many of them are starting to bring up communism now? Call it communists. Call them communists. Call it communism. Starting to wake up and see what's happening out there. It's obvious to anybody that's what it is. Congratulations to Bill Maurer for bringing about this whole thing and now acting like he stood against it. This is what bugs me about these guys. All these far lefties, they all ushered this era in. And now some of them are looking around saying, wow, this is pretty bad. You did this. Remember, we are starting the You Voted for This campaign on the Jesse Kelly show with all the anti-communists who listen to the show. So your friends, family members, neighbors, co-workers who vote Democrat. We are not trying to ruin any relationships. You pick your timing of this, but we are most definitely beginning the You Voted for This campaign. They voted Democrat, come into the office, complaining about the price of eggs. You voted for this. Come into the office, pointing out a story. Oh, man, so-and-so his son just overdosed on fentanyl. Really? You voted for this. You voted for this. You voted for this. Mad about the China situation? You voted for this. You voted for this over and over and over again. The days of the communist being the only one who's bold about what he believes have got to stop. Let us be bold. You voted for this. Enjoy it. Dear Oracle, we have Medal of Honor Mondays and Ask Jesse Fridays. Can we have a history hour with Jesse as the final hour on Thursdays? I've always enjoyed history and appreciate it even more when you go off on history rants and would love more. Listen, thank you, and keep changing people's lives.
Changing people's lives.
Her name is Brooke. You know that Brooke is a hot chick name, Chris? Did you know that? There are almost no ugly Brooks. My first girlfriend in the third grade, her name was Brooke. No, listen to me, Chris. She was a dime in the third grade. I should dime. She left me for some nerd with glasses. Well, I've got glasses now. Maybe she'll take me back if the old lady runs out on me, Chris. What? If the wife leaves me, I don't want Brooke to take me back. Plus, who knows what she looks like now? Maybe the years have been unkind. Maybe they haven't. I don't care if she's a little bigger, Chris. Every now and then you got to wrestle heavyweight. I'm not stressing it. You know what, Chris? We're going to move on here. Back to her question. I don't know. And here's what I mean. We really only have two different days like that on the show. At Medal of Honor Mondays is one segment. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is pretty much the whole daggone show. And Chris and I have discussed at length, how do we mix in more history? How do we do this consistently? We have considered hour two on Wednesdays. I can't commit to it yet, is the problem. Here's the problem with the history. I know you love it. And you know I love it. All right, I love it. The problem with history is this. It takes so much more time to prepare a good history story so I can make sure I'm telling it right. And here's part of why it takes so much time. Because so much of it, it's very difficult to find the truth about something. Remember we were going off about something last week. It was a Doolittle raid. I think it was last week or the week before, going off on the Doolittle raid. And I was talking about how the planes had to launch early. And I read multiple sources because I wanted to know how early. Not that the details are the end of the world, but one said 600 miles. And I thought, oh, nice. They took off 600 miles early. Then I was reading another thing about it. They took off 700 miles early. Okay, well, that's 100 miles difference. That's a big difference. Okay, let's read another one and find out. This one says 750 miles. It's hard. It takes time. Sometimes time, oftentimes time, I don't have to gather enough information to give you a good story. I have to take more time you don't see to give you a good story. I can't just do them all off the top of my head here. That's why I'm hesitant to commit to something like History Wednesdays. But I think eventually we'll get there. Maybe some more help is probably what we'll end up needing. Add someone to the staff or something like that, Chris, who could just kind of gather history stuff so he can hand me a bunch of material to consume instead of me finding it then. Well, whatever the case may be. Whatever. Who knows? Maybe I need to double my male vitality stack from Chalk. Because I already am bouncing off the walls. I've been taking it for 9-10 months. Natural herbal supplements at Chalk. Remember, fellas, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. This stuff is for real. Maybe I double the dose and then I'll just never sleep again. I should reach out to the anti-communists at Chalk and see if I need sleep at all. If I take enough Chalk, do I even need to rest? Then I'll just stay up all night doing history stuff. Go get your Chalk. Male vitality stacks, female vitality stacks. Get them and get them today. Stop waiting. 35% off subscriptions ain't going to last forever. If it doesn't work, cancel it. It works. Give it 90 days. Chalk.com promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com promo code Jesse. All right, someone has a comic book complaint and college degrees. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, dealing with a little inter-office tension over here at the Jesse Kelly Show. In case you're wondering, I was not involved in it. There is a scandal Apparently, Michael came into Chris's area and crop dusted and then left the area. Chris is now stuck over there in Michael's booth. These are the children that I am forced to work around here. I just want both of you to know neither of you are ever allowed in here where I work, ever. And if I ever find out one of you sat in this chair, I want a new chair brought in, all right? Don't, you better take me seriously.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
All right, quickly. I have been warning you that this was coming for quite some time, and since I'm Jesse the Oracle Kelly, by the way, in case you're wondering, I know we have a bunch of new listeners, in case you're wondering where I got these nicknames of the Oracle and the Shogun and world famous author and all these other things, I gave them all to myself, really, because nobody knows me like me. And I figure if you can't give yourself a nickname, then who else will? Now, back to what I was saying, I've told you for a long time about colleges and universities and that we need to, as Americans, as parents, definitely, we need to change the way we think, because for so long, the way of thinking, look, when I was growing up, you know, I got a 0.0 grade point average my first semester of college. I should have never been there. But when I was growing up, that's simply what you did. You graduated high school. Well, you got to go to college. You got to go to college. You got to go to college. If you want a good job, you got to go to college, over and over and over and over again. And there are millions and millions and millions of well-meaning parents probably listening to me right now who still believe that. You got to go to college. You got to go to college. It's a freaking lie. Not anymore. These corporations, they're not all woke. Corporations have to make money. As a CEO, what's that old saying? You're only as good as your last quarter. Doesn't matter how big the company is. You got to make money. And these corporations have been watching for years now as they take in these idiots with college degrees out of college. And instead of adding value to the company, instead of making the boss's life easier, you find you have a communist activist on your hands who actually is worth nothing whatsoever. And it was always going to go the way it's going right now. It was always going to go this way. Headline: college degrees are losing more clout. Not just the entry-level jobs. This is WTOP.com, by the way. A third of those who dropped degree requirements did so for senior level roles. You see, if I have a company, a burger company, probably, because everyone knows I make the greatest cheeseburgers in the history of mankind. Shut up, Chris. If I have a burger company, and obviously it's going to get pretty huge, right? These Jesse Kelly burgers are pretty good. And I have this burger company and it gets really big. And I need to start staffing up. I need some more people in there. Let's bring in some staff. And I start bringing in people from colleges. And we go get somebody from Harvard. And we get someone from Yale. And we get someone from NYU. And then we get someone from a state school. And we get, and I find that these people with college degrees I keep bringing in, they suck. In fact, many of them are flat out poisonous. Last few I brought in, they're at HR every other day. He was mean to me. He triggered me or whatever. These stupid. It's bad for my mental health. Well, eventually, the Jesse Kelly Burger Company, we have to make money. We're not just about serving the greatest cheeseburger in the history of mankind. We're about money. We have to make it. Not just for ourselves, for our shareholders. We have a fiduciary duty. I love saying that word. It makes me sound so smart. We have a fiduciary duty to make money. That's my job as a company, to make money. If I keep going to this well, the well of university, and the well keeps giving me bad water, I'm going to find a new well. The university system in America is now completely taken over by the communists. They are producing entire graduating classes of communist activists who believe it is their job to go out into the workforce and help burn America to the ground. They do. They really do. It's that bad. Why would Jesse Kelly Burger Company ever go to that well for water? And remember this. And really do try to remember this, everybody. Kids, old people, normal people, something I have to remind myself of all the time. Remember this. You know the most important thing to learn? You know what it is? The most important thing to learn? How to learn. That's the most important thing. You need to be able to learn. That's the most important thing to learn you have. Because I don't need somebody. If we brought someone in now, look, we just talked earlier about maybe we'll staff up one day if we get any money. Maybe we'll staff up and get someone to help us with some things around here. Maybe be able to do more history and stuff like that. I'm not complaining, by the way. We're well taken care of. We're fine. Just dreaming about the future. We're staffing up. Well, why, when that day comes, why would I go seek out somebody for a college degree? Why? Are we interested in blowing up the wonderful atmosphere we have here in the studio? I'm looking at a toy piece of construction equipment over there sitting by a bottle of Jim Beam, and Chris is drinking beer and eating chips as we speak. Why would I bring some poison pill from Stanford in here to blow the whole show up? I want somebody who can learn. We'll teach them how to do things. Teach them how to find things, twist knobs, do whatever this technical nerd stuff is Chris does. But all I need is you to learn how to learn. You can be 15. No, hold on. Not the Joe Biden kind of you can be 15. But I mean, you get what I'm saying. In the future, parents, you don't have to tell your kid the lie parents have told over and over and over again. You got to have a college degree. You got to have a college degree. The vast majority of the richest people I know have no college degree or aren't even using one. Oh, and Chris just brought up a good point. Know what the average age is of plumbers in the country? Just plumbing. Just I want you to keep this in mind. People aren't going to stop pooping. People aren't going to stop using sinks and showers. Plumbing is actually going to be around for a long time. Really, really, really long time. You know the average age of plumbers here in America? 60 years old. Now, what determines, if you listen to the show for any length of time, what determines how much you get paid? Is it how important your job is? You heard all that crap from Joe Biden last night on the State of the Union. Wow, teachers should get a raise. No, they shouldn't. Because you know what determines your pay? The scarcity of your marketable skills. Yes, teaching is critically important, and I love the teachers who listen, especially the anti-communist ones. But a lot of people teach. A lot of people can teach. You know how scarce plumbers are going to be in the coming years? The average age is 60. So in 10 years, the average plumber is going to be retiring, if not beforehand. Now, I know plumbing's a real icky job. No one wants to put plumber on their business card until they're driving a Mercedes home to swim in their indoor pool with the dime they married. Go become plumbers. Learn trades. Work with your hands. You might even find yourself healthier than those of us who sit down for work all day long. All right. That's it. Look, I'm done, Chris. I'm done. I'm done going off on that tangent. We have to talk about something really sad when it comes to this abortion thing and baby formula. And man, there's a bunch of headlines I didn't get to, and gosh, that sucks. But we're going to work on all that. Before we get to that, I brought up veterans earlier in the show and helping them. And maybe it's on your heart. Maybe when I was talking about it, maybe it's on your heart. How do I help them? How do I help these veterans? Tunnel to Towers, it's not just Gold Star widows and first responder widow families that they help. Tunnel to Towers finds these catastrophically injured veterans, homeless veterans, and they help. Go look up. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go look up Tunnel to Towers online. Look up their charity rating. Not one of these scam organizations, and there's many of those, by the way. Not one of these scam organizations that takes your money you want for veterans and lines the pockets of a CEO. When you give the Tunnel to Towers, it goes where you want it to go. And they ask you for $11 a month. $11 a month. Sign up to give automatically. You'll never know what's gone. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. I know I'm going to have emails tomorrow. Jesse, how do I help? I want to help. How do I help? There you go. T2T.org. That's how you help. All right? Hang on.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome. We'll be right back.
is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment already, my gosh, of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email us. You're encouraged to do so. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You hear this one from our good friend Bill Gates?
What do you say to the charge that if you are a climate change campaigner, but you also travel around the world on a private jet, you're a hypocrite?
Well, I by the gold standard of funding Climeworks to do direct air capture that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint. And I spend billions of dollars on climate innovation. So, you know, should I stay at home and not come to Kenya and learn about farming and malaria? Anyway, I mean, I'm comfortable with the idea that not only am I not part of the problem by paying for the offsets, but also through the billions that my Breakthrough Energy Group is spending, that I'm part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. It is funny. Remember, they see themselves as kings and queens. Oh, they've got a lot of rules they need to hand out. There are a lot of things that you need to do. No, they will not be doing any of those things. And no, it's not hypocrisy. They are kings and queens. You're a peasant. You do what you're told. Also, I realize it was a big thing today. They dragged Twitter, current and former Twitter executives, in front of Congress to interrogate them. That's fine. I mean, it's fine. I didn't learn anything I didn't know before. Twitter colluded with the FBI. That's the part I'm really worried about. Twitter colluded with the FBI to help Joe Biden win an election. Here's Jim Jordan interrogating Jim Baker, James Baker. You know, the James Baker who was involved in the whole Russia collusion hoax while he worked at the FBI, and then promptly walked out of the doors of the FBI and right into the headquarters of Twitter. Here was him and Jim Jordan today.
Mr. Baker, you said you didn't talk with the FBI that day. Did you talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop story prior to then or after that day?
I'm trying to make sure I can answer this question consistent with the restrictions that I talked about in my opening
statement. Simple question. You talked to the FBI about the Hunter Biden story.
I do. To the best of my recollection, I did not talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden story before that day.
Did you talk to him after it? You said your response is real specific to the chairman. You said, I did not talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop story that day. I assume that day is October 14th. I want to know if you talked to him on the 13th or before, or if you talked to him on the 15th and after.
I don't recall speaking to the FBI, sitting here today, I don't recall speaking to the FBI at all about the Hunter Biden matter.
Well, then why'd you answer it the way you did?
I beg your pardon?
I yield back to
Mm-hmm. He's lying. Remember, it's not that I didn't think the Twitter stuff today in Congress was that important, but I didn't think the Twitter stuff today in Congress was that important. I understand social media matters. I'm not naive. I understand it's the way people communicate, way people get news, way people share news. I know it's a big deal. I'm much more concerned about the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Why? Because there's nobody at Twitter who can frame me for a crime and throw me in a dark hole for the next 50 years because they don't like my politics. However, everyone at the FBI can do that to me. That's what I'm concerned about. All right. One final thing before we get to headlines I didn't get to here. I get this headline. Women report high levels of pressure related to abortion. Everyone knows how pro-life I am. This is not a mystery. It's not something I apologize for. I know I'm far to the right of most people, probably you, when it comes to abortion. I just am. I'm not sorry about it at all. I believe what I believe. But I also want to make sure that if you're a woman out there and you've done one of these, I know many who have, don't let guilt kill you. I know the pressure that's out there. I've heard all the stories about boyfriend, husband, parents. I know stories. I've heard stories about parents driving their daughters down to abortion clinics. What chance does a scared teenage girl have when mom and dad are the one giving her a ride? Give yourself some grace, all right? If that's you, give yourself some grace. Now, before we get to headlines I didn't get to, you can have grace for that, but you don't get any grace from me if you're a bad shot. Why? because of Mantis X. It ships to your house. It ships to your house. It's the same technology the freaking Green Berets use, and it ships to your house, and you use it. You can train like a Green Beret does in the comfort of your home. It attaches to your weapon, and you dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. And not only that, you will see your progress. You will get good. You will get better quickly. And you will be able to see over time. It tracks everything for you. This isn't just a beep, beep, beep target practice thing. You get feedback, coaching. You get drills. Go to MantisX.com and get better. Get better. We all have to be better. Like I've said before, never in the history of mankind has anybody had any kind of an experience and said, man, I wish I was a worse shot. It's never happened. Go practice. MantisX.com. MantisX.com.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Baby formula milk companies exploit parents' fears to to boost sales, analysis alleges. Huh. They exploit people's fears to boost sales? Who do they think they are? Pfizer? IRS introduces new service industry tip reporting program. Just a reminder that while Joe Biden was giving speeches last night about how he's going to go after those billionaires, his IRS is going after waitresses and their tips. Boeing plans to cut about 2,000 finance and HR jobs in 2023. That's right, HR cat ladies. You and all your woke communist garbage, you're too much of a liability in a recession. Marty Walsh will be installed as the next executive director of the NHL Players Association. What was he doing before this? Well, he is the current Secretary of Labor for the United States of America. What's that old saying that really handsome, world-famous author on radio always says? The system takes care of its own? This is how it works. You go be a communist activist at the Department of Labor. And then once you're done tearing through as much of the country as you can, Joe Biden's poll numbers falling, you don't go to prison. You don't resign in disgrace. You don't get fired. You waltz right out of that government building and right into whatever multi-million dollar job is waiting for you, courtesy of any number of American organizations. U.S. nearly the only country still making legal visitors get the COVID shot. It is still a very, very difficult pill for me to swallow that COVID revealed in many ways the country I love, the country I would die for, is the one of the most corrupt countries in the world. You realize how much of our government is bought by the pharmaceutical companies, that's what all this is about. It's never been about the science. No science backs any of this up now. This is about lining the pockets of pharmaceutical reps who spend money to lobby the government. What a disgrace. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.